In a controversial move 2 months ago, the city of St. Petersburg annexed part of the island of Tierra Verde. It had been part of unincorporated Pinellas County. Many of the residents of the rest of the Barrier Island community opposed the idea. In an op-ed column in Thursday's St. Petersburg Times, Mayor Baker outlined the reasons the city went ahead with the annexation anyway. But he did not address the fact that the 8-story building slated for the annexed property is on an island prone to the effects of sea level rise and the ensuing financial costs. Baker said his decision to annex was based on
what's best for the city of St. Petersburg. That will always be my priority. And I believe that, and I hope you all will read the column. He's now publicized it, because it does give the rationale for it. We did meet with folks. I think it's going to be a great development for the entire community. We did meet with the Tierra Verde folks on that, and they came to us with their lawyers and everybody else, and they presented the idea it should be limited to 8 stories, which is what we did. We didn't have to do that. So I think we did listen. I think we listened to them, and we responded.
Baker jokingly asked St. Petersburg City Council Chair Jamie Bennett and Pinellas County Commissioner Ken Welsh whether the city should annex Feather Sound from the county.
This is a nice place. You know, before I came here, I drove around a little bit. It's nice. Jamie, is this in the city?
Huh.
Ken, what do you think? Can we talk? Maybe, okay, we won't go into it right now.
On Tuesday, the Pinellas County School Board voted to close 8 schools. That was a decision that Baker didn't like because, he said, the schools inside city limits are improving.
That may change. They just took away 3 of our A schools 3 days ago. I wish they hadn't done that 2 days ago. But we will continue to work in the schools. I don't take credit for that, by the way. I think they're achieving because we have great principals, administration. We've got great teachers. We've got great students. And we've got people working very hard to make the schools every day better.
Baker, who quoted a Bible verse and said he would pray and ask for God's guidance on what to do about running for higher office, was asked whether St. Petersburg would follow Gainesville's lead and emphasize solar energy.
Yes, we do. We did a partnership with the new Albert Whitted Park and Progress Energy. And we have installed, actually they paid for it, Progress Energy, by the way. They installed solar panels on the roof of our restroom there. And that's good. But the more important part of it is they've got a very large battery system that's a very state-of-the-art battery system that's next to the restroom that stores the energy from the solar panels as it comes in.
The next Suncoast Tiger Bay Club meeting will be next Friday, January 23rd. Martin Dykman will speak at the St. Petersburg Yacht Club. You can learn more at tigerbay.org. Reporting from Feather Sound for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.